What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the 17th official Giant Bomb Q&A Town Hall, hosted live on Discord. My name is Jeff Backlar. I'm joined by Jeff Grubb. Jen Ochoa and Mike Minotti is here as well. How are you all, gentlemen?
I've been better. I just found out Mr. Beast fakes his videos, and I don't know, man.
No. Oh,
wait, you're just realizing that? Or is that?
Yeah, I'm just realizing that. They just it's getting out there.
Did you not know the CG? It was very, very a lot of CG in those videos.
I believe what I see.
Mr. Beast lied to me?
Mr. Beast lied to you, just devastated over here.
It's not the direction I thought we'd start in, but nevertheless, we're here.
If you were to put Mr. Beast in a police lineup, I don't think I could pick him out.
Oh, just because you don't have kids, but...
Is he big with kids?
Oh, he's a big.
I'm so glad my kids are not in Mr. Beast era yet. They'll get there eventually. Actually, someone else will be in that spot by the time my kids are old enough.
I mean, we protect Dib from Mr. Beast. Like, we don't... We let him watch Mark Rober.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah. That's Mark Rober's science guy.
He's like an ex-NASA engineer who just,
He builds the packages that they put in the back of cars in SF, and then people break in, and then the packages explode into glitter.
Oh,
and
cool.
They film it, and they send the video back to him.
Which those are his weirdest videos, if we're being honest. Like, they just kind of don't fall in line with the overall vibe of his channel. But anyway... I approve Mark Rober for kids 12 and under. Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by many Discord audience members. Thank you all for coming here, taking some time out of your Friday to chat with us. We are going to go for, however long we need to go and talk to everyone who wants to talk to us. So if you're in here live... you can raise your hand and then we can bring you on stage and talk to us. We will also monitor the GB Town Hall stage side chat. If you feel like asking a question through that medium as well, that's no problem. We're just happy you're here. And if you're listening after the fact, we're happy you're checking it out after the fact.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's very exciting stuff. This is a very fun, I think, fourth quarter for this crew. I'm
are
very
we
excited
Q4?
For what we've
this
got
is Q4.
Oh, we're yeah, Q4. Is, oh,
we've been in it for
damn.
27 days already, brother.
Damn.
No, it's not going to work for me, brother.
Yeah, this is the last Q is what they call it. So yeah, let's get right into it. Who do you see? I see a bunch of hands, but I don't know like
let's,
what the Q.
Let's take
is.
Two hands.
Okay.
Do you know how to bring them on? Backlar.
Okay, I'll get him.
Okay.
I'll get him.
Oh, I got D. Gannon. D. Gannon is on their way, I think.
I invited him in. D. Gannon, where are you calling from? What's your question? D. Gannon, we can't hear you.
D. Gannon, have you selected? Oh, D. Gannon's gone.
D. Gannon, it's okay if you want to choose to type your question. Absolutely. Also,
yeah,
fine.
Try again. Raise your hand again if you want. Give it a shot. Fix the mic and come back. It's all good.
I see Vivreen. Oh, requested. That's gone now.
No, I let him in.
Okay.
There's Viv.
Vivreen, go ahead with your question.
First of all, long time. And a long time ago, so Jeff, we're talking about different flavors of beer. So in the UK, we have a beer place that's next to a cereal factory. So they literally have like Cocoa Pops beer and all kinds of different cereal flavored beers. What would be your cereal flavor beer or food flavored beer?
Oh, I like
so
this.
They're literally doing the thing where like, oops, we did all
oh no,
all
it's
berries.
On purpose. It's on purpose.
Yeah, but I mean, they're like, because they're next to each other, though, that wasn't on purpose. Like, they didn't, like, we're gonna build the beer place next to the cereal factory on purpose, right? That just happened, and then they're like, I guess we'll collaborate.
Yeah, they just collaborated, and it's just this excess cereal, so they use it to make the Cocoa Pops beer is pretty good.
That is super common. Maybe not so much anymore, but like in the last 4 years, I want to say that New Jersey breweries within 20 miles of where I live have done Frosted Flakes, or they've done like an IPA, like a milkshake IPA that has been designed to taste like Frosted Flakes. They've done, and then there's one called Bolero Snort that does a Fruity Pebbles one as well.
These milkshake beers need to be stopped, by the way. It is the most disgusting looking thing
look,
I've
mean,
ever seen.
Look,
what about apple beer?
you go to hell. How dare you?
Well, I didn't realize how fucked up that was for you to hear, Mike. I'm sorry. Yeah, I feel like they're not, like, I wouldn't buy like a 4-pack and be like, oh, I'll get through these in a weekend. Like, no fucking way. Like, you have to split one of those cans because it's just so sweet. It's too much. So I'm not a huge fan of those. But there is a brewery called Evil Twin around here that does like really heavy duty, like fruit stuff. And they do like peach and mango and like, it's good. Like, it's real good. It's probably like 100 milligrams of sugar, right? In a can or something insane like that.
We stopped by there when we were all in town, right?
No, we went to Other Half.
Other Half. Okay.
Yeah. Other Half is not a big, well, they do some fruit stuff, but they're not like psychotic, like Evil Twin. Did you like that beer, right?
Yeah, some of it, like, you know when you drink something a little too sweet, like the syrupy essence is still in your mouth? A little bit of that for me.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't drink a lot of sweet things as is.
Maybe we gave you, like, one of their blueberry stouts or something like that?
Yeah. But Vivrine, to answer your question, I think a churro beer would be interesting.
Oh, shit.
That exists. There's a lot, yeah, that would be good. There's a brewery around here called Listerman that does a lot of like sweet sort of cereal-y beers. And then whatever fruit beers, Jeff, you know, not too far from you is Fathead's Brewery. They have their Bumbleberry, very famous around here.
I would like a Zeppeli beer, like a Zeppeli style sort of IPA. I would be into that. But again, only to share it. I'm not trying to drink a whole 16-ounce can of that. That's insane.
Thank you, Vivrine, for your lovely question.
Thank you, Vivrine.
I just want cereal.
I know.
Wait, where you guys at on cereal these days? I'm up and down. I think.
If you are looking for it, well, they're not currently sponsoring the pod, but
I wonder if the code still works. Good.
Pretty good. You know, I don't know who that money would be going to.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because it wasn't going to us.
I'm gonna let Zombie Pie in here real quick. Zombie Pie, go ahead with your question. Hey.
I think this is the first time I've actually physically talked to all of you, even though I feel like I've had this weird online social media presence with all of you. So thanks Very for cool. tolerating.
No problem. What's the question, Zombie?
Yeah. So I guess the thing that I always have been asked is when you guys really enjoy, hey guys, when you guys enjoy, I'm a teacher, and so I'm actually,
you ain't teaching so right guys, now?
Hello, children.
No, they just went to lunch. The kid left his backpack in my classroom, and I've been chasing after him.
Like, here you go. I'm on the phone with Giant Bomb.
Yeah, it's like, I thought he went out. But anyway, so when you guys really, what are the things that you guys feel like when the community does something in tribute to you, what are the things that you kind of always like to see the most? Because as you guys see, whenever I ping you and DM you guys, there's some really creative stuff coming out these days.
Yeah, we'll answer that. I'm gonna move you back to the audience, Zombie. Thank you so much for the
thank
question.
You, Zombie. Shouts out to teachers. Teachers should also be paid more across the fucking country,
across the board. I like the stuff that are pictures of Mike Minotti. That's what I like.
Hey, I like those the most too, actually. I'm not gonna lie, you know, I haven't gotten tired of that yet. That's a relatively new thing from like the last year. Like, I don't know, it's still crazy to me. Like fan art, people singing songs.
I don't like the songs.
I love it. Makes my entire day and more every single time. It is just incredible.
Yeah, really
I love it.
We're only making Mike more powerful because I don't know. If Mike would have pursued a CPAP, if not without us, and that's now he's gotten himself over with the audience. Mm-hmm. The audience are making songs about him. A 2-time Tony Award winner made a custom song for Mike Minotti.
Yeah, it's been terrible for my ego, but great for my self-esteem, so thank you.
Okay. Amen, brother.
I think it's great that we are lucky enough to have that kind of symbiotic relationship with a community that is like actively making stuff that continues the lineage and like the canon of all of our bullshit. And I think that is invaluable and like very, very unique.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes, I think it is an underappreciated and deeply necessary part of our little ecosystem.
I want it's cool. Grub, you go ahead.
I was just gonna echo that. Just say like, yeah. When I see it, I just feel, oh, this is a kind thing that is happening, and I just want to. Usually, I want to recognize it, or if someone tweets it at me, I try to retweet it, and I try not to make that about like, oh, look at someone did something about me. It's like, oh, look at this. Someone worked on this, and they want recognition, yeah. And I want to let people know I see it and I recognize it. The work that goes into it, it's really nice.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate all the time that is spent on stuff of any of the crew. Like, I always get a kick out of it, especially the string of stuff with Mike and everything. Mm-hmm. And I want to let everyone know my mom. It helps validate what I do for a living to my mother.
Oh yeah, oh. It's so helpful for that because like yeah, you know they. Some people in our lives have no idea what we do. So when you show, hey, look, somebody like drew this picture of me. It's like, why did they do that? Oh, they think we're neat. It's cool.
I love how that's the currency your mom operates on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Not the countless hours spent in front of this desk now, but
yeah, not a paycheck, just like currency of like currency of fan art.
But yeah, it's a great time. And you know, another thing that I really appreciate is just the community being good just in general. Mm. You know,
yes,
like
absolutely.
Grub, you say it at the end of every game mess, but like, you know, it's the best gaming community I have found. And you know, there's dark corners of every internet community, right? But like,
yeah, but like ours does a pretty good job of self-policing, does a pretty good job of understanding our like our touchy points and like helping building us up on the stuff that we're happy about. And yeah, I think everyone's pretty tapped in and pretty human and humane. And
yeah,
I appreciate it.
Some of you folks know me better than my own friends.
Yeah,
my friends don't know how sucio I am.
They don't.
Well, okay.
None of you know the real me. None of you.
Get doctor in here.
Also, if you folks don't want to speak on stage, you can just at me in this town hall chat or put a question in the Q&A questions tab to the side of Discord.
Hey, doctor, you are with us now. Go ahead with your question,
doctor.
Oh, hey, guys. So I have a question for the homeowners. I'm about to close on a house in about 15 days,
yo,
and I'm pulling my hair out. But what's some advice you would give to a first-time homeowner?
Hmm.
Thank you for your question. I'll move you
back
to the audience.
Thank you, doctor.
I'm assuming if you're closing in 15 days, you're through a lot of the bullshit.
Yeah.
You've gone through inspection. You've gone through concessions and the negotiation of back and forth of like, hey, man, this wall's not so cool. What about throwing me like $1,200 so this wall could be better or stuff like that? So I'm assuming you're like beyond that. And this is more of like, what are good things to keep in mind as you move in is what I'm assuming.
Yeah, I would. That's probably right. I mean, like if you like once you own a home and you have the responsibilities of taking care of it, what are the things that occur to you guys? I would say don't be afraid of asking your neighbors and asking your friends in town for recommendations on things that you want done around the house. Don't go to the websites usually. These days, that stuff has been so ground down to the point where you might hear ads for what is that? It's a lady's name, Angie's List. Is it Angie's List?
Yeah, Angie's List.
That's a racket. It's a racket. It's just them. It's a lead generation program. Angie has no investment in you getting good
service.
No,
it's Groupon. Yeah,
yeah. It's a bunch of bullshit. Ask your friends for recommendations on hey, who's a good company that like does a good job with landscaping? Who's a good plumber? It's better just to get out there and hit the pavement and ask someone rather than trying to rely on, oh, I'll go to this. Oh, they have 5 stars on this website. That stuff it's completely broken at this point, completely exploited.
Invest in the community you live in.
Yeah. I think like, I really like that advice, Grub, because we went through a lot of different people, for certain services and we finally landed on, you know, like the 4 services that we like, you know, are very happy with. I think don't be afraid to shop around. Don't be afraid to negotiate. Don't be afraid to be like, well, how about if I pay you this? Right. Like I think people, some people are just like, I'm just going to pay whatever it costs and that's fine and deal with it. But like, I think a lot, I kind of outside of going to the grocery store and having and not being able to haggle, I think like it's okay. And it's fair to do that sort of stuff. So don't be afraid to do that in a polite and friendly sort of way. No, they should not get a smart fridge. Although, I don't know, I feel like...
You think tech is advanced now on those guys?
Yeah, I actually, my sister-in-law has one, and I was, like, impressed with it because I think it's, like, a fun way to just, like, leave notes for people. Like, I'm not saying the only valuable part of a smart fridge is, like, the fact you can draw on a screen on a fridge. But, like, seems like they use that a lot, and it gets a lot done. It's very productive. That's neat. I don't know what else it does, but... I don't know. I feel like most fridges you buy now like have some kind of.
I can tell you what my smart fridge does. It sits there and asks for the Wi-Fi password, and I'm like, I'm not giving you.
Yeah,
that.
Don't give it the Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah. Really? It just sits there and it's just like, I mean, sad fridge. Okay.
Well, listen, I don't have a screen
Wi-Fi,
on mine.
It's not smart.
Yeah, exactly. It's a dumb fridge right now. It's okay. But I just have never connected it because I didn't buy this fridge. It came with the house, so I never really knew what it was supposed to do. And because I don't think I'm missing out on anything. I've never taken the time to actually do that, and I probably never will.
Hey, here's a $1 million idea. Free. No, it's not free. Cut the check afterwards. Why don't they make a smart fridge that is also a Wi-Fi extender? Yeah,
ooh, I'm sure someone's done that.
Wow, well, like then that. They retroactively owe me money.
Yeah, there you go.
It's funny you bring that up. Like, I don't know, like, what the priorities are for you. Like, for me, it was like, I just want to make sure internet is in every square inch of this house. I want to make sure, like...
Whether it's installed correctly or incorrectly.
Yeah, doesn't matter. Or, like, even if the illusion is here, I'm all for it. And if I fix it 4.5 years later, that's fine, too. Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I also, like, I don't know. It depends on your level of handiness, too, right? Like, I came in and, like, fixed, like, 8 things that were like, in the back of my mind where I was like, oh, I'm just going to do this now. Take care of that stuff. If you don't take care of the stuff, what happens is you rationalize and you figure out a way to, like, not do it and you procrastinate.
Do it earlier.
Well, I mean, and then, entropy is going to come for everything, so the list is only going to get longer. So.
Exactly.
Including you.
And then you wind up putting a picture frame over the thing instead of fixing it, and that's
a
annoying.
Good move. That's a pro move. Do that for sure. Picture frames over holes in the wall. I like that.
Hey, just so, print out more photos since you now own a home. Or will own a home soon.
There you go. I wish I had holes in my wall because the drywall, the drywall patching, easy.
I'll come over.
Easy. Yeah. I also think the little thing and you scrape it over there. Yeah, it's easy.
And don't rush to like, you know, I don't know where you are with like furniture, but like, you're not going to have an empty house forever again, really, in this house, right? Like, take your time. There's things that need to get done. Like, learn to like, you know, do it, decorate a little later, push that off a little if you can, address the things that you want to get done, because like we just said, you're going to put off everything and things will pile up. So
a lot of
tackle all
tips.
That at the start.
A lot of helpful tips in the chat.
Jan, do you
want
me to get another question or do you want to have a couple of text questions since we've had like 3 in a row?
We haven't had that many text questions.
Okay. All right. We'll bring in Alex Menga then. There we go.
Hello.
Alex.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we have you. Go ahead with your question.
Alex. Yes. Okay. Jan, happy Filipino Heritage Month.
Oh, so
you know, it's great having that kind of representation. So I wanted to ask, have you ever been kuyad? And before you answer, I want the others to answer. What do you think it means to be kuyad?
Oh, this is easy. This is when someone kneels down behind you and their friend pushes you over them and you fall down.
No.
This is when someone rings your doorbell and you look down and there's a hamster there.
Butt stuff.
Oh, Mike, that's offensive.
If Alex and I are operating under the same definition, to get kuyad is the Filipino version of getting family zoned, which is worse than friend zoned.
So
what does that mean? What does that mean?
So it's like, say you're into someone,
it's like
right?
Back to the Future again.
I was going to say, is this like you're into someone quite. And you find out they're a cousin?
No. So it's like, you know how in Japan you'll call someone senpai, right?
Yes.
Like,
step kuya.
Older brother figure or older brother is kuya in Tagalog. And sometimes, you know, you'll be trying to riz someone up and then they'll hit you with the, oh, thanks, kuya. And then it'll be like, oh, shit. Okay, well, no chance here.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And living in Daly City, I have been kuyad several times.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you, Alex.
Yeah. Thank you, Alex. Thank you for your question. We really appreciate it.
Ooh, I hope that's like a Jeopardy question.
Oh man, Alex just flooded me with memories of so much embarrassment from fifth grade onto my early 20s.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
All right, we're getting Gunslinger in here now. And remember, if you have any text questions, you can throw them in the chat at Jan. Gunslinger, we have you. Go ahead with your question.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
It's so I thought, you know, it's getting kind of cold now. You know, we're hitting that time of the year. So it's a two-parter. Okay. So yes, I'm British, by the way. Thank
this
you
is also chat. Fascinating for me.
Yeah. That's very much. Unfortunately, born and bred. So please forgive my Britishness.
What do you think of my accent? Can I ask you since you're here?
It's American. My
British, you know, the death triangle.
Was somehow insulting.
I think someone could recognize it as speech.
Thank you.
Me,
oh, okay.
Hey, listen, these things take work, you know? Get a nice voice.
I wasn't really taking notes, but thank you.
You're right, I should probably stay in my lane. I don't have the right to talk about voices. Anyway, so it's getting cold. I was thinking, so two parts. A, have any of you guys like bitten the bullet and turned your heating on? It's a big thing in the UK where you go as long as you can without turning your heating on, just because it's very expensive. Mm-hmm. And also, I've gotten really into making pies recently. I made myself like a very nice, like a bunch of pork pies, like mini Ooh. Ones. If anyone wants to check the cooking channel that we have in Giant Bomb, I got some pictures in there.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's your ideal pie? And also, like, when's, like, the latest that you turn your heating on, like, to really, like, cut those costs? So
excellent. Thank you, Gunslinger. I'm going to move you back to the audience. I do know one person on this call that turned on their heating rather early because they forgot about Windows.
Yeah. I mean, no, the heating's had to be on for a few weeks now. We had some pretty cold days. Yeah, well, if I don't have the heating on, it gets to, like, 60 degrees if I don't do that.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Okay,
60?
I guess
I like it chill. I want 68 degrees no matter what in my house. So if it's below that, I got to turn the heating on.
We turned the heating on during that one frost day, and that's it.
I
might have turned it on in the very early morning when the kids are getting up for school. So that was
a couple of days. It's real cold in the morning, and you know, I'm real chilly, and I don't like being. I used to be better about being cold. I don't know if it's a getting older thing, but I get colder than I used to. So. Basically as soon as I wake up and if it's like 64 or something like that, I'm like, nah, that's too cold. We got to start doing the heater at least in the morning. I was definitely doing the dance with it for a while where it was heater in the morning. Then in the middle of the day, had to put the air back on. So a little obnoxious, but whatever. I'll deal with it.
Mike, you say that like it's a normal thing. That is
not normal.
It's not normal to do that. To go back and forth between heating and air.
Why? What if there's a gigantic temperature change? Like I've experienced that this week.
Okay, a gigantic temperature change, but he's just talking about like
in a single day.
Like a
single
day.
Stupid. That's stupid.
Is what's wrong with that?
It's just like, you're just playing it wrong.
It's just pushing buttons. It's like riding your gas up until someone and then braking right when you're behind them instead of coasting. Yeah. It's like not coasting.
Not being efficient. You're just too reactionary and not, you know, you gotta plan a little better, I think.
But you know what? You live by yourself. It's your home. You do what you want.
That's what, yeah, I think that's what it is. I think I can just do what I want, and I do very liberally.
Wonderful. We broke the seal last week, I think. But today the air's on because it's 80 degrees.
Right. It got warm again. Air's back on.
Never because I don't have heating in my house.
I don't get that. I mean, what do you mean? It's called San Francisco. What do you mean?
We just have space heaters, Mike. And same thing. With,
you have heaters then. That's fine.
You know, when someone says turn on the heat, I assume it's
you're right. I don't know why in my mind I was just like, what? What happens when it gets colder? No, that makes sense.
You got four and a bunch of blankets. Heat, Mike, what do you got?
I don't know. There's a box in my basement that the heat comes from, I think. I don't know how it works.
A Fernache?
What?
A Fernache.
A Fernache, yeah. I think it's a Fernache. It gets hot. It works well.
There you go.
Where does the heat source come from? Like, where do you feel the heat in a room?
in your heart?
From those from those things on the floor where it meets the wall, a vent.
So it's like forced there. So it's like pushed hot air.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Got it.
There's that vent. There's that vent in the basement, and the cold air or hot air comes from that. And it's connected to the big thing in the basement, like the scary thing from Home Alone 1.
Yeah, the scary thing from Home Alone 1. Yeah.
Right.
Well, there's Mr. Frenace.
There's a second part to the question now.
Yeah, what kind of pie?
Yo. I've been on a pie kick lately.
Ooh.
Gunslinger. I'm just seeing the pies you made. They look très magnifique. I've been known to make a peach mango cobbler. I know a cobbler is not the same as a pie, but it's very close. Never experimented with, what's it called? Savory pies. You know, it's apple season, right? It's apple season. That's why you guys are apple picking?
Yeah.
Yo.
That's right.
Love me a good cinnamon heavy apple pie.
A la mode, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Guess he doesn't like apple pie.
Let's make Mike puke on his call.
Okay.
I don't like pie in general, really.
What about pumpkin pie?
Nah.
Dude,
I guess I don't have much of a sweet tooth anyways.
Dude, I love apple. Give me pumpkin. Give me
what about cheesecake, Mike?
I love cheesecake.
Okay.
Until you put fruit on it.
Pecan pie.
You know what I associate pie with? Remember that movie Michael where what's his
face? John Travolta.
Where John Travolta was an angel.
There
was some scene where they just talked about pie orgasmically for like 10 minutes.
That's such a strange association.
I don't know. If I saw a movie where John Travolta was talking orgasmically about a topic for 10 minutes, it would stick with
even
me.
Even if it was a 30-year-old film that no one ever thinks about.
Because I would have been 10 at that time, so it would have stuck with me even more.
Wow. Guess why I made my family go and see that when I was a kid?
Because
it took place
named,
in Disney?
Because it was named Michael.
Yes, ding, ding, ding.
Michael.
Wow.
You deal with your babiness.
What a
I was like actually a baby at least.
You're such a baby.
What a fun puzzle that was.
If someone a movie came out today called Michael, would you go see it by yourself? Would you be like, would you try to play it cool? Or no, you wouldn't play it cool. You would be like,
yeah,
go see
Jeff,
it.
What if I played anything cool?
I corrected myself immediately.
Good point.
All right, there is a text question here from the Once in Future.
I got a couple.
Okay.
You read yours first.
Yes. Do you all know more easily than the audience whether Dan is being ignorant and insisting on his ignorance for work or for shoot?
It's both. The answer is yes.
I think I know a little bit better than I did like a year ago when I talked to him when he's working and when he's shooting about his ignorance, but I'm still frequently not quite sure.
Yeah, but there's a different part of him, like when we used to go out after work, where like me, Vinny, and Austin and Alex and like Mahardy would go out, and he would just be a lot more normal. I think.
Well, yeah, that's so clearly he's working a lot. That's the So do you know these days on content when he's working and when he's shooting?
I think I do. I think I probably have a good like percentage success rate of being able to call it.
Maybe saying working and like shooting isn't it's not like he's lying or like being a phony. You know, we all wear different masks. We all have different faces. And
I think a content sometimes he's playing it up as a character.
Of course. A little bit.
Of course. Yeah.
Sure.
Absolutely is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even when he's doing that, a lot of it definitely does come from a place of truth. And like, I think at some point, you know, he believes us when we explain things to him, but then he'll lean into it more because it is funny to do that.
Character. It's the fun character.
I do believe at some point we reached him, and in his heart of hearts, he believes that Super Mario Wonder is a core Mario game.
I do think we actually won that one. I think in the future, he will be less insistent. Not with us. He'll double down with us. But with other people, he won't make that same point in the future, I don't think.
Right.
So that's a success.
Yeah. But the thermos one was a big one, right? Where he ended up talking about thermoses. And for a while, it was still like he was still pretending like he didn't understand how they worked. Yes. I think he got it after a little bit.
But there are an uncountable amount of things that he just like does not know about. And I think the thing that bothers me, and this is like me being completely honest, is that he genuinely does not remember the stuff that he learns.
Oh, yeah. Right. The memory thing is real.
That. And I don't understand that because he already does know so much.
Right. I guess, yeah. I think he says it just doesn't matter to him, so he doesn't remember a lot of times. Like, sure. He's not going to use a lot of the stuff that we end up teaching him, right? Like the mammal thing, even though he was mostly right about the fur thing. Like, we got out of that conversation. If we ask him about the mammary thing, will he remember any of that?
I don't think so.
No, probably not.
All right, couple cues. Just going from the tippity toppity here. Steel Squirrel, Jan, did you get an Ember yet? No, I'm still heavily considering it. I thought about getting a knockoff though. Panda asks, did you see the Paddington and Peru news? Yes, I did, because my whole style of dressing is based off of Paddington Bear.
Right.
All right. Regvlus types. I love the work you've been doing with Bailey. She's great. Work with her as much as possible.
Yeah, we're trying.
Bailey's awesome.
Yep. My mortal enemy. I cannot stand her. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we need to bring someone in to stop Jan from getting too powerful. We have no one. We have no answer for Mike yet, but we have an answer for Jan, and it's Bailey. So yeah. Maybe we can ask her to try to take Mike down a peg or two as well, but we'll see. We'll see if that actually could work.
Panda also asks, what's everyone's favorite sandwich?
That's such a huge open.
Beef and cheddar. Sandwich.
As a sandwich artist, once you become one, you never stop being one. I usually think an Italian sandwich is going to be your best bet if you want something very flavorful and also filling and feels like a meal and has a lot of it. Like, there's a lot going on in an Italian sandwich. You could add the peppers, you can add all the veggies you want, and the meat's still going to be like the star of the show because it's that spicy meat. And then you can put on, you know, any kind of mustard you want, and all that stuff just hits for me really hard. So yeah, Italian sandwiches. But a lot of times I'm like, hey, a club sandwich, sort of mild sandwich with like the bacon pop in on there, that's really good as well.
I guess I will always default to grilled chicken, prosciutto, mozzarella.
Oh yeah, that sounds good.
Roasted red peppers and balsamic as like a go-to.
Yeah, that sounds great.
So yeah, I'll say that's it.
Yep.
This is tough. This is tough.
I got that pinguino for
if we don't have any more questions after this, by the way.
Cheddar.
Man, y'all, it's been a minute, but I love me a really good Cubano.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Press sandwiches course, are course. Good.
Yeah. Love me a good panines.
Sega!
There we go.
Right. Popping yourself, kid.
Throw, I never had that sandwich. Interesting.
Throw arugula on any sandwich, and then we're good.
Rock it, baby.
Absolutely. Man, I want a sandwich for dinner now.
Like a good Monte Cristo also, by the way.
I've never had a Monte Cristo.
Those are good. Really? It is good.
Yeah, never.
Well, yeah, from Arby's also, yeah.
Of course.
Oh, you guys.
Maybe I should get Arby's tonight. Damn. I'll see if I talk Steph
in. Insanity.
Feels like an Arby's night.
It does. It's feeling like an Arby's night. me and Steph literally say that all the time. We end up getting Arby's.
Just good. Look at each other.
Yeah. Yep. Feeling like an Arby's night. You want me to bring in that pinguino?
Sure.
Sure.
All right. I'm inviting you in, pinguino. When you come in, feel free to ask your question.
Whenever you're ready.
You there? I think you went green for a second, but we don't hear you if you're talking, pinguino. Oh, you're very low. We're going to turn you up.
Oh,
I can't, can't hear you, bud.
It's muffled, bud. Yeah, you want maybe try a different device and then reconnect?
Yeah, but
this is better.
That's better.
Okay, all right. My question was, you know, it's been about a year or so since the fandom changeover. How's everything going? How's it feeling this far into the transition of ownership of the site?
Thank you, Pinguino. Thank you for that question.
I'll say it feels pretty good for me. I get to do my job, and then occasionally Jan or Jeff come and tell me, "Hey, things are going good," and I'm like, "All right, that's cool."
You know, the unfortunate reality of answering this question is, no matter what we answer, there's going to be a subset of the community that will misconstrue it or purposely just not hear it, right? But yeah, I echo Grub's sentiment. It's good. I like it a lot. This is probably the first time where I actually know the hierarchy of power, and I do not feel scared, intimidated by any means to reach up above any of us to ask a question. I know who to ask a question for once. And yeah, it's neat.
I think it... Oh, you didn't want to go, Mike?
I got No, yeah, I like how they give you money to give to me.
That's yeah, pretty cool. Actually,
it's actually been all my money, Mike.
Dib is not going to college anymore, Mike.
Yeah, way to go, Mike.
I really don't think he should anyway. But anyway,
Grub didn't go to college. Look at him.
Yeah. Oh,
who didn't?
Grub. I didn't.
No way. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's a scam, brother.
Oh, you're preaching to the choir. My dad, my fucking dad just framed my diploma and sent it to me. And I was just like,
oh, you bless his heart.
I said to him, I go, the fuck you want me to do with this? Yes, without a doubt. Like, I think what's very cool is, you know, we are, I think we have like a much more honest relationship with our ownership. And Jan and Grub are totally right. Like, it's very clear, like, what the hierarchy and sort of like, I mean, you have to understand wherever we've been so far, it's been a lot of it has been faceless, right? And,
yeah,
you know, I would have to like, I don't want to say like conspire, but I would have to like literally like
Politic.
Do reconnaissance work to like figure out yeah. who I need to talk to about certain things. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, you'd have to build up like a consensus of a bunch of people to like get interest in getting an answer to a question.
Yeah. Like I literally would have to socially engineer people. I would yes. literally have to like figure out like the best move to like increase the advantageous position I could be in. Right. So
yes.
there's not that anymore, which is, you know, getting the politics out of like working at a corporation, I think is pretty good. Look, is it non-existent? No,
there's not.
Bullshit everywhere. Right.
Oh yes. Yeah.
I think, what I'm very happy about is like Grub said, we have a long leash and we have autonomy. And what's cool is that, you know, right now we're planning a lot of like 2024 stuff, and I don't know, I've never been so involved in a thing where we're positioning, you know, Giant Bomb as a part of like a deck in a future strategy and substantially, as it were, right? So that's cool. Since, you know, I've been a Giant Bomb, that has not really been a thing. There's been like false allusions of that.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of certain, false starts. Yeah.
Right? There's been like things disguised as that. But this is real because I've been working on things for like 14 weeks now. So
yeah.
It's good. It's very good. And you know, we've all been positioned, not positioned, we've all been conditioned to kind of expect the worst or expect to be disappointed. And as hardened as you become with that over and over again, the normal alarm bells and that kind of stuff have not really rang for me in a while. And I think that's good. Am I being fucking like soothed into a place of comfort just to have my head fucking chopped off? Who knows? Right. But no, it certainly does feel like we're in a good spot. And I'm not joking. Like we're a major part of Fandom's 24 strategy.
And so. Like, yeah, Dan's in like important meetings about this kind of stuff. And it's like,
oh, no.
Yeah, exactly. And but it's like they want. But we've been told they want our input on a lot of things that would never have happened at Red Ventures, at least as far as when I was there.
And, you know, the really cool thing. Oh, sorry, Beckler.
Hold that thought. Things are changing on the internet, and we are well positioned to be those sort of like tastemakers for this business.
Yeah, yeah.
They have bad YouTubers.
The number one like, bad YouTubers.
Do we have any bad YouTubers in house? Turns out you do. What were you going to say, Jen?
The other thing I've enjoyed in the over the past year is, you know, it feels like we are just one big team in certain mm-hmm. regard. Like, I can hit up Emma if I have a question, vice versa. Bailey pops onto like a lot of content, like we've alluded to.
We write jokes. We write jokes for her show. Yeah.
Yeah. We have a secret Discord with her that certain people are not invited to.
I've heard about this.
But yeah, like that's neat because like it definitely felt like you kind of had to stay in your own lane in previous places of ownership, and it's great. You know, I love the GameSpot crew. I love those fuckers. They're also fuckos, you know.
No, we're fuckos. Whoa, come on.
Hey, they're honorary fuckos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen Kurt and Davina?
Man. True.
I gotta.
Very tall man. Absolutely. All right. Anyone else raising their hand? I can skim through for some cues.
No hands right now.
All right.
We'll do one more batch of hands if people want to get in there. So feel free to ask your question if you want.
Hammond of Texas writes in, what are y'all's Halloween plans?
I put up a bunch of decorations. We went to, we're going to a haunted, a haunted field, a haunted farm. We're doing that this weekend. And that will have like a walking trail with a bunch of cool setups and stuff. We did it last year and the kids really liked it. And then obviously trick or treating, looking forward to that and all that good stuff.
Nice.
I'm going to a party tomorrow.
That's not Halloween, party. Is it?
Okay, come on, it's the Halloween season.
It's the weekend.
Do you party on Tuesday, Bacalar? It's an adult party. We're partying on Saturday.
I do.
No, you don't.
I absolutely do. I will be drunk on Tuesday.
Okay, to be clear, you getting high alone in your basement is not a party.
Come on, that's not even a good joke.
Oh, it's a good joke. You're not funny.
We're hosting our kids' entire soccer team.
Oh, jeez.
Whoa.
That stresses me out.
Yeah, that's the kind of party you have on a Tuesday, that's for sure.
And they're all coming over, these little freaks. And we are going to basically get a bunch of pizza here, bunch of pinball, and then we will go out, I don't know, roll deep with 45 people and go around the neighborhood with some road sodas, and we'll make it happen.
Some soda pops.
I do love... Yeah, I get to go with like all my nephews and nieces when they trick or treat, and that is actually just a lot of fun. Just walking around like with all that activity, all the people running around. Yeah, I don't know. It's fun. It's cozy. Yeah. Are the pinballs sort of like kid worry proof? Do you have to like worry about kids messing them up? Or are they pretty sturdy machines?
Good question.
Look, Mike, that's a great question. Those things are designed to get the shit kicked out of them. I worry because sometimes these little idiots, all they do is like smash the flippers. And I'm like, guess what, dumbass? That's not how you play pinball. Okay. Is the ball on the flipper? Is the ball on the flipper? Then what the fuck are you hitting the flipper button for? Okay.
Then they start crying.
And guess what? They operate independently. You don't have to hit the left and the right one together every 6.5 milliseconds. Okay.
Yeah, but it feels good.
It does look good. But I've actually like the confidence I have that I can repair anything gives me a very long leash where I'm just like, go nuts. Just don't break the freaking glass.
It gets you going.
That's all I care about, you know? It gets very loud. That's the other thing. This is not in the basement. We have like a pinball room on the first floor and it gets pretty gnarly, but it's fun. It's going to be great.
Mekon asks, has any thoughts been given to sponsored streams for Marathon Run content?
There's been thoughts to sponsorships for everything, let me tell you.
Let's see, what's a miscellaneous company? If Penguin Publishing wants to sponsor a playthrough of every single Animorphs game, I'll do it.
Oh yeah, of course.
Pen Tricylon or whatever is going to be Penguin Publishing. Dreamcast deep cut for you.
I mean, I know what you're talking about. No one
who
else
can sponsor my missed series playthrough, Fear of Missing Out.
That's really good.
The Fog Twitter account for San Francisco.
I'll get in touch with Carl.
Okay, thank you.
Pyro Beanie asks, when you started Alan Wake 2 for the first time, did you feel like you started playing a different game? I'm talking about the prologue part, which is the first 5 minutes of the game. I'll tell you, my man's was caked up, though.
Yeah, he's got it happening back there. I did not feel like that. I'm like, no, this is how you open up a scary game. I'm terrified right now. This is really scary stuff. Not the nudity, the everything else that was happening. The nudity was very titillating.
No, it's very scary to me.
Toshi asks, can you tell us what the special / live events for the rest of the year look like? Extra Life, Keeley's, Game of the Year. Extra Life, we've talked about this. We're going to do a baton pass over the course of 2 weekends, so 12-hour streams, starting November 11th with the SF crew. So it'll be Tam, Lucy, and I with the GameSpot hooligans for 12 hours, and then we'll pass the baton to the next weekend, which will be...
It's going to be me, Dan, Mike Minotti, and the Windbag, who did confirm this, so we could say it now, instead of me just accidentally saying it on Light Club. We're all going to go to Dan's house, and we're going to hang out, and he's probably got some wild stuff planned. Apparently, he's going to take Mike on a field trip to the Mall of America, and then I'm going to show up, and then we'll see what happens.
Oh, man, that's cool.
Yep, it's going to be a good time.
That's Extra Life.
The first Extra Life weekend, I might stream some me playing DDR. So look out for that too.
At some point in December, I'm going to do I did a Kingdom Hearts marathon last year. I'll do a Kingdom Hearts 2 one at some point in December, and I'll put it on the giant.
Yeah, you keep that shit out of Dan's house. Or guests there. You can't bring that there.
Fair. I'll come up with a special monetary amount. If we collectively get to that, I'll just play Quiet Man by myself for a couple hours.
Oh, hell yeah.
Quietly, okay. In dead silence.
So for Game of the Year and the Keelys and stuff, is that the other part of this?
Yeah, that's the other part.
What do we have that we can solidly say, Bacalar?
I think we could say that we're all flying out to LA.
We are all flying out to LA.
So last year for the Keelys, representing the team, it was you, Bacalar, Dan, Tam, and Lucy, right?
Yeah, oh my god, what a whirlwind. We were there for 48 hours and that was it.
Oh jeez.
We'll be there longer this time.
I only remember having dinner with Ralph from Skill Up. That's all I remember.
Sure.
And then seeing Ludwig at the Game Awards and being like, oh, he's a little shorter than
that. Did
she
have something where you were panicking about buying a fancy hat? What am I remembering?
Yeah, he needed a show hat.
Right.
Yeah.
I regret the hat. I'm gonna say it. I regret wearing the hat because I've been to a couple affairs, a couple weddings recently, and I'm like, well, I wouldn't have worn a hat there. I mean, look, TJ is not fucking fancy. But I'm like, I have a wedding tomorrow, and it's like obviously not wearing a hat. I didn't wear a hat to Mahardy's thing.
Not everybody's going to the Game Awards, so we'll have some people talking over that. We can talk about. We could confirm that, and then I am trying to put together a kind of a couch for the day before.
Yeah.
We'll see what that ends up looking like, everybody. But those are our shaky plans.
That's not it.
That's not it. We'll have other stuff happening.
Hey.
But those are the kind of where you'll definitely want to mark your calendars for that Wednesday for us hanging out and then us talking over on Thursday.
It would have been nice to be able to announce something today, but we're very close to talking about it.
Let me tell you how
we'll get there.
You know, I talked about this briefly when Pinguino asked about how it's like at fandom, but hey, shouts out to Emma Fife, y'all.
Oh my god,
yes,
indispensable.
Having those resources, literally indispensable. This stuff could not happen without having someone as good as what she does as she is. It's incredible.
I cannot tell everyone the amount of relief going into SGF.
It's legitimate.
It's insane. There's no words. I mean, it is an invaluable thing to be able to rely on her for stuff.
MVP kind of stuff for real.
Like you are team captain, huh?
Uh-huh. Just take care of my Asana tasks. Just check them
please,
off for me.
Please. I'm useless otherwise.
She's the Asana killer.
Yeah. Dr. Aki or Ake, house guy again. My soon to be home has a basement. Any tips, things to do or buy?
Yeah.
Okay. So I got a basement. I will say that I bought this house in part because the people that lived here had it waterproofed. It might be pricey, but I think it's worth it.
Yes, it is.
To basically finish it is what you're saying.
Well, not just finish it. You can finish it, and then also obviously if you're going to finish it, you're going to want to waterproof it. But do the expert. This is where go ask your neighbors. Who's your waterproofing guy? Do you have one? Has your basement ever flooded since it happened? And if it's all, you get the green lights, get it done. You don't want your basement flooding. It's such a pain in the ass. And then when it's is waterproof, it's legit pretty waterproof. You could put stuff down there. You can keep things down there and actually use that space. So I highly recommend that. I've been down here. I've been working down here for a year straight. Neighbors have had some floods in their basements and we've been good. So
you
just really recommend it.
You should also, get a radon test. Make sure there's not radon, which I believe is an invisible gas that can kill you.
Does it have smells, right? Does radon not smell?
Well, all gas is invisible, sorry, right? But it's odorless.
Not my toots, am I right? Oh, boy.
Hey, got it.
All right.
I will say, waterproofing could be an incredibly what's it called? An incredibly expensive endeavor.
Yeah,
I would just say, like, at the very least, if you're going to finish a basement, and the contractor would recommend this as well, like getting a sump pump, right? Like,
oh yeah, yeah, yes, of course. Yes.
Every time y'all say this word, I feel like it's made up.
No, so I didn't realize it was sump. I thought until someone corrected me on Giant Bomb. I thought it was sub pump, as in subterranean pump, but no, sump.
Sump. Mm. It's like I want to say it's like a 2 foot wide in diameter hole.
Yeah, I mean, mine's like right here, like right next to me.
He's in your pointing basement, at his heart.
That you can, either just leave as a way to retain water, or you can hook up an electric powered pump to it that will actually remove water when it gets too high, so it won't flood your basement.
Yep, I think it's going off constantly. It's a big part.
It's great. It's super great.
Hell yeah!
Do it.
Hell yeah! All right, the Fox. The return of TNT has been the best. It's been one of the most fun things to be a part of. You guys going to let Sean, Hammond, and me, parentheses, Crashdown Angel, carry you guys to victory in Titanfall 2 again? Hell yes, yeah.
Absolutely. Titanfall 2, and actually, Titanfall 2 and Halo were my favorites, although I enjoyed everything. I like Counter-Strike as well.
Enjoy Team Fortress 2. That was a disaster.
Yeah, okay, that's there you go.
Yeah.
But Titanfall 2 rules, and I want to play more of it all the time.
Yeah. Major shouts out to Sean. Oh, hey, Sean's right here.
Hey, what's up?
Major shouts out to Sean for organizing a lot of that, because otherwise,
Sean,
otherwise you get Team Fortress 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get Team Fortress 2'd. What's the post game, like, sort of reaction to how these things have gone so far, Sean?
I mean, I think everything's going well, as we just saw there from the Fox. You know, people seem to like it, so that's all we're looking to do. That's, you know, their turn TNT is just trying to get the community involved in a easy way with us, where they can just hang out and, you know, everything just flows smoothly. It becomes content. I think it's great, and I've been having a blast helping y'all organize it.
That love new Jackbox is out. Maybe we can make that happen next week. Play a little kind of easy going TNT
night or something like that. Like,
this is so good too, though.
there's things we can do, and like I mentioned during the last time we did one of those streams, if anyone has like any ideas, like feel free to like shout them out in the Discord. Feel free to ping me, by the way. Like, I know some people are like hesitant to ping the crew about stuff or whatever. Like, always feel free to ping me. I might not be able to get back to you, but I will at least see it that way and see your suggestions, and hey, maybe you'll have something good for us. Also, while I'm here, real quick, I just want to say, because you guys were talking about Extra Life just a little bit ago, we are finalizing some of that stuff. I had some meetings this week where we worked some of that stuff out. A lot of the community stuff is going to be finalized next week. So I plan to put a schedule together of the community streams. We're going to do some stuff around game day. And then obviously we're going to do all the stuff that Jan and the boys mentioned here just a little bit ago, too.
Do I need to tell you, Sean, when I'm going to do extra live streaming of DDR, or can I just like
fit it's in kind there? Of, I mean, that's kind of important. We kind of need to, peek behind the curtains. Yeah, not a lot of this stuff is finalized yet, so we should probably talk about this.
All right, let's have a conversation about that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll talk on Monday about some of this stuff too. So
sounds good. That's perfect.
Also, I'd be remiss without saying this, since Sean is here, but special shouts out to Sean and Nikki for really helping us out across the board. And I guess shouts out to Mike too.
He's all right, I guess.
That's what the money's for. You don't have to thank him.
That's true.
We just throw the
thank you. I'll thank you by showing you the stupid stuff I buy with that money in Disney.
Oh, great, thanks.
I wanna stay in touch with you while you're down there, man.
Oh, I'll be posting. I can't wait. Oh, I'm going to be on a boat and drink a lot and watch kids dance with Mickey.
You deserve it.
Don't watch children dance, Mike, please.
Look, I'm not going down that rabbit hole now. All right.
All right. Going down the list here. Them Fatal. Oh, funny name. I hope Bailey and Emma are on the content more. I love them. Yeah, they're
we
great.
Do too.
Yeah.
Indispensable. Yep. Definitely a part of Giant Bomb.
Turns out, if you're good at stuff, a lot of people want your time, though. So, if we can have them on all the time, we would. That's legit the truth. We like them that much.
Yeah. All right. Scrolling down here. Mikan with another Q. Is there a plan to review the issues on the bug reporting system? There's some long-standing Ones for video player issues generally, compatibility and starting on mute are examples, and avatars not syncing between profiles and on the GB Infinite chat.
Oh, God. you know, look, like, people get those bugs, right? Like, their engineers receive that. What I think everyone has to keep in mind, right, is, like, they centralize all of Fandom's engineers. And you attack each bug based on the impact the bug has to revenue. So, us being the size that we are, next to a literal behemoth, right, that is Fandom, we are not a squeaky of enough wheel to get that kind of attention. That's just the straight up truth. That's just how it works. Now, previous setups were not designed that way, ownership wise, right? Like, we would have like our own sort of team to rely on that sort of stuff. Not saying we don't have people with in a support capacity that we can hit up anytime, but it's simply not as it's not as thorough, and that's just the way it's sort of set up. So, you know, we can't, like, there's only so much we can kind of do. This site, you know, it's old, it's a fixer upper for sure. It there's a lot of duct tape and broken dreams holding these walls up. And
that a lot makes of picture frames.
Yeah, a lot of picture frames on hold. Listen, that's right.
The truth of the matter is too, you have rollover, right? Where, or turnover rather, where engineers come and go, and then like a new person comes in and they're just like, what in the fuck is all this?
Mm-hmm.
And like, I can't tell that story. We have like some legacy people that can kind of continue and pass the baton on, as it were. But like, yeah, that's just the reality of it. And it sucks. And I'm sorry. I just wish there was something else we could do. But that is kind of how we're at, positioned right now. You know, we make revenue comes from a lot of different places. And the bugs that don't directly impact it in a super meaningful way are not prioritized. Not to say we'll never get fixed, but like, that's just the truth. I all I can do is tell you the truth.
I have a rare monkey with his hand up. I'm going to bring him in. Rare monkey, when you get in here, feel free to ask your question. Go ahead now.
Sure thing. Okay, so you guys are coming up to the Twin Cities for Extra Life. Are you going to do the, I mean, with Dan and everything, you need to do the trip to the crazy talk, the future Taco Bell, and get their chicken nuggets since they're exclusive to Minneapolis right now.
I have in my DMs from one Dan Reichert, I hope Taco Bell still has the chicken nuggets when you guys are here. This is from last night.
That's cool. So, wait, it's a Taco Bell that's supposed to like be from the future? That's the gimmick?
I think it's like their test market one. So like, it's a lot of one... things that they're thinking about are put there first to see if people like it before it gets more widely distributed.
It's the one that's like, whoa, got multiple drive-through lanes, and it's two stories high.
Whoa.
And all the food comes down from the pneumatic chute.
Oh, we definitely have to go to that.
Not again, kiddo.
So it's a bit fancy compared to it's the Taco Bell Defy is what it's called technically.
Okay. I'm gonna post in the chat for everybody the eater link that Dan sent us. Hopefully this works. Nope, that doesn't work at all, does it? Okay.
Well, I might just go myself.
Yeah,
Monkey, I have to ask you, what is your Taco Bell order then?
So I mean, those chicken nuggets are actually quite good. I got them the last time I went. So I got the Taco Bell chicken nuggets. I usually pick up like the Crunchwrap Supreme and like a Frito burrito.
Amen to the Frito burrito.
Yeah, Monkey, we're gonna try to make this happen. I'm gonna move you back to the audience. So I'm not gonna be in town for very long, but we are going to be there all of Saturday, and we're going to have to eat, and this has come up, so I think Taco Bell is very likely going to be breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We'll see what happens.
Wait, you can't do breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yo, they got breakfast at Taco Bell now.
Yeah, they do. They definitely do.
It's good, by the way, too. That breakfast crunch wrap rules.
Oh, you like Taco Bell, don't you? Tell people about tacos. How do you feel about them? Oh my God! Get another joke. You know, jeez.
I guess I could do a diner for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right? Like that, you know.
I mean, yeah. If you feel like, yeah, okay, that's a fair question. Like, what restaurant could you feel good about doing that at? I tell you, I could. It's just food at a certain point, right? It's just calories. So if I had to eat it at one place three times in a day, I would probably be fine. If we're talking about like 2 or 3 days in a row, that's when I would probably start to go a little crazy.
For the longest time, I would like go to diners with my family at dinner time and be like, I'll have an omelet, please.
Yeah. It's the best thing to get at a diner, breakfast.
Absolutely. I like, I was in SF or GDC a long time ago, and my hotel room was right above a diner, and they would make bacon basically constantly, and it was difficult to sleep. And then I would just like wake up, like, well, I know where I'm going. I just go downstairs, get a giant plate of fucking bacon. It was so good.
All right. Hammond saying Battlefield Bad Company 2 before the servers die, but I think you can't get that on Steam anymore.
We can think of something, maybe.
Goji Cho.
It's EA Play still, so maybe. Maybe we can
think of something there, yeah.
Goji Cho writes, I'm increasingly interested in Mike's family motto. If Mikey ain't happy, nobody's happy. Mike, what is the least happy you've made your family and why?
Gosh, a lot of it would be like when it was time for us to pick a restaurant to go to. If we're going to eat out, I would veto a lot of things and everyone would get pretty mad about that.
Veto power.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I was so whiny. I was really whiny for a while there.
Was?
Where I could make I could make people miserable. So, yeah, I think that has to be it. Just like a lot of memories of like them floating a million restaurants to me and me being like, like a little Larry David, not feeling it. Not having that.
Yeah. That's not going to work for me, brother. Right. You would just say that to your mom, and she'd be like, what the hell is this kid?
Oh, I can't believe you were that kid in the family, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You can't believe that? Have you met Mike? Oh, you haven't met
Mike. No, I have not met Mike. To be clear, I have not met him.
We'll fix that, and then we'll see. Then you'll see. I was definitely you were whiny. I was a cryy kid. I would cry a lot. I was pretty emotional as a kid. Yeah, my emotions are still pretty close to the surface, but as a kid, it was like, oh, something bad happened, or something, I stubbed my toe, we're just going to cry about this. That's that.
All right. Panda asking if there's going to be a Minnesota meetup. Hey, you know, further down the line, probably not during this Extra Life weekend that the boys are going to be over by Dan, but like, you know, hey, we'll arrange some stuff in the future.
If you see me at the Mall of America, say hi.
Yeah, we'll set up a table for Mike to do signings at.
That'd be sick.
Yeah. I'm not proud of my signature though. I got to work on that. I don't have my signature.
Yo,
is real bad.
You know who has a cool signature? Tam.
Who? Yeah. Oh, I believe that 1,000,000%.
Yeah.
1,000,000%. I believe that.
Tam has a cool one where he, like, it's a long T, and then the bottom of the T connects to an uppercase H. It's great.
Oh, that's so classy.
That's hot, actually. Yeah. I like that.
Come on. That's good.
All right, folks.
If I just change my signature, would that be a problem? Because some people need to, like, look at my signature.
No, they actually care. That's all fake.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm pretty sure that there is a service out there that will, like, make a signature for you that you then are supposed to learn and like copy.
Interesting.
And then that would be your signature.
Yeah, but then I'm a phony, and we all know how much I value my authenticity.
Is that a fucked up service? Like, are you that fucking vapid that like you can't be?
Oh, dude.
A little bit, but also like, hey, if someone's really good at calligraphy, that's like a skill. That's a thing that I don't have, and it's worth maybe paying someone who's good at that to have that sort of thing.
I get it. Like, I think that could be cool. I don't know. There is something just sort of strange on its face about it.
But if Mike does it, he's a mark for himself. So stop. Seriously. Okay. No more. You think it's funny? It's not funny anymore. They're over it.
It's over, kid. If there's any other questions. We may start wrapping up here. Don't nobody be shy. You can ask any and everything. Give y'all.
You're gonna say?
Give y'all.
I have to mute her now. I have to mute. She's just
remember
repeatedly.
Remember when Grub muted a gimmick?
Silencing the gimmick.
Where were you?
I can predict when she's going to do it now. I have to hit the mute button real quick.
Grub gimmick Shenmue endurance run?
Yeah. Listen, I'm not an abusive parent, so no Shenmue in this house. I haven't played Shenmue since it came out on Dreamcast, I don't think. And I remember thinking it was really boring and bad. I'm ready to give it a chance again. I'll give it a chance again.
You know what people say about Shenmue? You know, you did it like back then. It's aged great.
Well, that was appropriate. So many people love that game so much that I want to see for myself. I have to see it again. I don't know.
Hey, I know a better game that may give you similar vibes. Yakuza.
Yeah, I definitely need to play more of the Yakuza games. That's what I'm going to do.
But can you play Sega Saturn games in Yakuza? I don't know.
That's good.
I guess there's an arcade still.
Fair enough. All right. Oh, 2-3 questions. Grub. No, read that one already. Metal Grub Solid. Hey, nothing's out of the picture.
Yeah, I want to do that, but time.
Pyro Beanie asks, or states, RoboCop Rogue City playthrough in the coming future? That game just keeps getting better with every trailer. We'll probably have a very long stream with that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. A real long, beefy stream.
Assuming I'm a part of that, I am leaving for my trip basically right when it comes out.
Yeah, that's something we could do in December, right?
Yeah.
When things slow down.
Stuff slows down, definitely. Yeah. All right. I think that's it, unless anyone sees another question popping up. And I don't believe I see any. Okay, cool. All right. Well,
very cool.
I have a special announcement.
No.
Oh, no.
Are you really leaving this time?
Oh, no. Jan.
Saying the glasses off.
Say it isn't so.
No. I'd go out in a blaze of glory if anything. So, folks, we talk about video games a lot on this website. But sometimes, due to embargo reasons, or sometimes we have a hot top and we want to continue chatting about. So I'm happy to say that we will be starting a second Bombcast on Fridays moving forward. Should we say the stupid name we came up with?
These are our friends. We can tell them.
Okay. And also, this will generally be an hour long. We will not be covering the news because Grub will still have Gamest Mornings on Fridays. We'll probably just taper off and cover additional games that came out the week or continued thoughts on games as we
maybe
spend
and probably
time.
A fun topic or something like that.
Yeah, like why is the Switch one of the best consoles in history now? Right?
The porn games.
Conversation. Porn games. This will not replace UPF. This will be probably a little bit after UPF.
Probably around this time.
Yeah. The dumb title, and let me see if I can actually drop the image I made, that we're rolling with is this. So fucking stupid.
I'm excited. I don't know this.
Oh,
I don't
you don't know,
this
know
either.
It?
Mike, no, yeah. I'm excited.
The Giant Bombcast Revengeance.
This!
Hell yeah!
Jan just dropped this in Slack the other day with no context. I'm like, what the hell is this?
That's right.
Okay. Let's go.
So we're going to maintain proper numbering with the Tuesday Bombcast. So, for instance, next week would be 8:13, fun title. And then the Friday show would be Bombcast 8:13, Revengeance.
Incredible.
Yeah. God, such a stupid.
It's very exciting. Everyone thinks it's dumb. I think it's cool as hell.
Nanomachine, son.
This is a fantastic name, just like one of the greatest video games of all time.
Of course,
man.
You like
be
it.
Proud
you love that
it.
Game. I mean, you should. It's a great game.
That's the only Metal Gear game you've played, right, Sean?
No, I played the entire series earlier this year.
You're saying that's the only one you need to play.
Yeah, that's the only one anyone needs to play outside one. One's pretty good. Might be a masterpiece, but, you know, who cares? Revengeance is where it's at, though, baby.
So, probably for Bombcast Revengeance, BCR. BCR, that sounds good, though, right?
Ooh.
For BCR.
That does sound cool, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It sounds like VCR.
No, yes. It doesn't, Mike.
Nah, it made it less cool immediately.
God.
I have that power.
What an ability.
We probably won't have emails. It'll be a more condensed show. We're aiming for an hour to 90 minutes. And the other beauty part of it being on Fridays in the afternoon is that it definitely opens up more of an opportunity for Tam and Lucy to pop on because their schedules are so impacted throughout the week. Also, you know, we can definitely get Bailey and Emma on more frequently as well.
Yeah, so, yeah. It just increases the chances of us being drunk on a podcast.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
Oh, well, yeah. That would be that's high, Friday. But drunk that's maybe the end as well. Of Friday.
That's what happens, you know?
Yeah.
Those late Fridays.
And this, you know, this could also take, if we're all churning through a game, or not churning, chugging through a game and like we wind up completing it, this could be an avenue for like a focused review cast or a spoiler cast as well.
Yes, very good point. I'm excited about this.
Yeah. Like, this would be the perfect time to talk about Alan Wake 2 since a good chunk of us have been able to check it out now. The embargo.
And we'd feel more comfortable, but like, no, this actually is a spoiler cast. We are going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you still have the main podcast this week. And this one, yeah, be a little bit more careful. So it gives us a lot more flexibility with that stuff.
Yeah. As somebody who is not technically an employee, can I just say how great of a job you all are doing, by the way?
Aww.
Everything has been very fun. Even when I'm not there, it's somehow good stuff.
It takes a big man to admit when even when he's not on, it's still good. I appreciate it.
Well, look, if it's good enough for Mikey, then it's good enough for everybody.
Mikey's so happy.
Mikey's happy. Oh, my God, kid.
All right. Well, I think that's it. And we didn't have any other special things to announce, right?
I think that's it. I'm glad we got that out there. It's going to start on the next Friday. And I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we'll talk about why the Switch is the greatest console.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. And that we're totally more than willing and open to if there's a specific topic, specific game that is currently hot that you want us to explore more on, chat about more, then by all means, please. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Mwah.
Kisses.
All right. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
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 All right, now you can say it, kid.
Oh.
Get out of here.
Swag. Pretty good.